Hey there, welcome to Product Marketing Maestros, Tales from the Frontlines. I'm your host, Nitin Karthik. As the author of the Amazon bestseller, Product Marketing Wisdom, I've always found that real-world case studies are the true litmus test for the effectiveness of any product marketing strategy. And that is why in this show, we dive into the minds of industry titans, as well as rising stars, unpacking their expertise in action-packed episodes that showcase the power of product marketing through real-world case studies. And today, my friends, we are joined by product marketing maestro, Bhavik Patel. Bhavik is an accomplished intelligent automation and competitive intelligence leader with over a decade of experience spanning intelligent automation, AI, software development, and product management. Currently head of competitive intelligence at SS&C Blue Prism, he has held progressive roles, including driving strategic insight across automation ecosystems. Bhavik has also served as an ambassador for both the Product Marketing Alliance and Competitive Intelligence Alliance, shaping industry conversations around AI-driven decision-making. With a background in tech strategy and implementation from firms like Quantinite, Symphony Ventures, and Next Limited, he blends technical depth with business acumen. Bhavik holds a BSc in Internet and Business Technologies from Sheffield Hallam University. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Bhavik Patel. Bhavik, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nitin. Happy to be here. I've always believed that if competitive intelligence isn't helping teams make real decisions, it's not doing its job. It's good to be practical, not just interesting. And for us, the big shift came when we moved away from just feature comparisons and starting on the types of intelligence that actually shape what sales, product, and marketing teams do every day.
Beautiful. I love that. And I'm excited, Bhavik. So today we're going to give the audience a situation from your experience. And we'll use the ABC framework. So we'll talk about the antecedents, the prior challenges. We'll talk about the behaviors, what actions you took. And we'll talk about the conclusion, how things played out. So with that, Bhavik, pick a situation from your experience and tell us what were the antecedents? What were the prior challenges?
Sure. When I joined SS&C Blue Prism, most of the competitive intelligence was stuck in the old way. Our battle cards were heavy on feature lists and people just weren't using them to win deals. Product roadmaps, sales strategy, and campaigns were all being shaped in silos, so the impact of CI was limited. Sales teams wanted more than just a spreadsheet or slide. They wanted to know what went actually in the field, what competitors were saying to prospects, and what objections were popping up in real conversations. Marketing wanted stories and proof points that could help them stand out and counter some of the fear, uncertainty, and doubt competitors were spreading. Product managers, honestly, they weren't convinced that CI could give them anything that they didn't already know. So the core problem was that CI felt disconnected from the day-to-day decisions, and the work was there, but it wasn't leading to better actions. We need a real shift in how intelligence was created, delivered, and used.
I love that. I'm sure, Bhavik, there must be so many folks in the audience who may be struggling with that same challenge. So thank you for telling us about the antecedents. Now, Bhavik, let's talk about the behaviors. So how did these challenges guide the actions that you took?
The first thing I think I did was just change how we worked with sales and the go-to-market teams. We set up monthly CI office hours where anyone could come with real questions or share what they are seeing in the deals. This two-way setup made it real easy to adapt what was delivered based on what was happening out in the field. We moved away from what was just comparing features and built battle cards with buyer-centric talk tracks, competitive plays, objection handling, landmines, and customer stories as proof points. We pulled in data from win-loss analysis, industry analysts, customer surveys, and even our online community, to name a few. That meant our teams were hearing not just what a competitor offered, but why buyers were choosing one solution over another. We also set up internal forums and workshops with product managers and leadership. Instead of just reporting on the market, we'd bring in predictive insights and early warning signals. For example, we would analyze go-to-market approaches, changes in pricing and licensing, and new competitor alliances, sometimes 6 months ahead. This helped shape product priorities and strategy before anything even hit the market. We ran competitive campaigns with marketing like hype versus reality to cut through the noise, counter competitive claims, and make our differentiation clear. Messaging was tested both internally and external with partners and customers before anything was launched. We also invested really heavily in the Real CI platform. So teams had instant access to up-to-date intelligence, not just old reports. And we tracked the impact by tagging CI influence opportunities in our CRM. So we could see exactly what was happening and what was actually driving revenue.
Beautiful. Wow. Look at that. A whole sequence of behaviors. I love it. So thank you, Bhavik. Now, Bhavik, bring it home, right? So tell us about the conclusion. How did this play out for you?
Within the first year, we actually saw a major shift. Sellers started using the insights in live conversations, not just as reference. The confidence level went up because they could answer tough competitive questions and actually defend our value in real time. The results were clear. We saw double-digit millions in revenue tied to CI influence deals, and this grew actually by over 40% year over year. Marketing saw engagement jump, especially with the hype versus reality campaign, like I mentioned, which outperformed our usual digital campaigns by almost 10%. And products started to kind of shape the roadmaps with real market intelligence and early warning signals, and not just hunches. The internal forums led to more strategic alignment and helped us spot risks and opportunities months in advance. Maybe the biggest thing, though, is how teams now see CI. It is not just a set of slides or a last-minute readout. It is part of a sales prep, how product make decisions, and how marketing finds the next angle. We built a real feedback loop and a culture where intelligence drives action, and that's the win I'm most proud of.
And you should be. Wow. Excellent story. I love it. So thank you, Bhavik, for taking us through that beautiful case study. Now, Bhavik, if people wanted to find out more about you and what's next for you, where can they do that?
I think the best place is LinkedIn. Just search for Bhavik Patel and Assistant CB Prism. I'm always happy to connect and swap ideas around CI, automation, or even product marketing. Right now, I'm focused on making intelligence even more actionable, and making sure it keeps up with how fast everything is changing in this market. And I appreciate you having me on, Nitin.
Wonderful. I appreciated that too. So thank you, Bhavik. Folks, there you have it. Please reach out to Bhavik for more insights. And for even more insights, check out my Amazon bestseller, Product Marketing Wisdom, at productmarketingwisdom.com. And see you next time on Product Marketing Maestros.